If you fail to form the connection, the reader will probably not finish reading your book and they'll forget about you. And if your goal is to get your ideas out and to enroll other people in your ideas and you know, bring them into your movement or whatever it is, you've got to respect and build that connection.
Welcome to the Beyond Success Podcast, a collection of conversations with the best business minds, captains of industry, and entrepreneurs in the world. Learn what their journey has taught them, how they applied the lessons they learned and ultimately created 6, 7, and even 8-figure businesses. We can't create successful businesses by ourselves. So sit back and let the Beyond Success Podcast be your mentor. Now, here's your host, author, entrepreneur, public speaker, and master money manifester, Daniel Mangana.
Hello and welcome to Beyond Success. I'm your host. Today, I'm donning my hat not only as a podcaster, but also as an author, because I have the joy, nay, the pleasure, nay, the blessing to have Robin Colucci on with us. Robin is an absolute rock star. She and I are both members of a pre-fat to pants group called The Mavericks. You probably heard me talk about them before. We've had Yannick on the show before, so you know what that's all about. We're going to talk about books, but we're going to pull the curtain back and dive into the soul of books and why your soul expression as an entrepreneur could be served by books and why the people that you serve should be served by book by you. Robin, who are you? What do you do? Let the people know. Let's go.
Okay. Well, I help world-class experts write world-changing books, and that...
Have you been practicing that one, Robin?
It only took me 17 years to come up. It was very impromptu.
I pulled it out of my hat over the course of 17 years. I help world-class experts
write world-changing books.
World-changing books.
Yes. Yes. And the implied the subtext of that really all of my clients show up with is changing the world to make it better for everyone. Mm. And not just a few of us. And that could mean everyone, including damselflies. because we write environmental books, we write social justice books, we write health, fitness, medical, wellness books, and we write business leadership books, or we help our clients to do that as well. So we ghostwrite or coach, depending on. Yeah. But that's what gets me excited every day. That's what gets me out of bed and excited to work on the next project.
Because there's something yummy in the depth of what you're talking about that I really want to touch on. And that is, I mean, it's easier than ever to write a book nowadays, right? Easier than ever. I remember my first book that I did just to kind of remind myself that it's not such a big deal to get a book out. I did the thing. I wrote a book on time mastery, very easy to read book, got it done, got the cover designed, put it on Amazon. Well, I'm a published author. Mm-hmm. So we're not just talking about writing a book. Again, it really comes down to a world changing book. So we're talking about the quality of the material, the way that the ideas are translated on page, and how that gets out into the world. Maybe you can talk a bit more about that process and how this differentiates from just popping something on Amazon KDP.
I'm so glad you asked, because you're really touching upon something that is so important and so close to my heart and my commitment, which is that, first of all, I think that a real book, and my first experience in publishing was I was mentored for 3 years by a New York Times bestselling author in the 80s. Yeah. Okay. So there was no Amazon, there was only traditional, but there was no self-publishing. Mm-hmm. And so all I learned about was how to do a substantive book and a well thought out book and a well researched book. Mm-hmm. And I think that one of the biggest mistakes that people make is trying to write the book too fast and being superficial with it. And they've been misguided into doing that. Mm-hmm. You've probably heard the idea that a book is just a big business card. Or like, well, I don't need to write a real book. It's just going to be like a business card. And, you know, anybody who's thinking that way, I'd invite you to pause and really ask yourself just a very simple question. How many business cards have you taken to bed?
Yeah, there it is.
And when I speak and I ask that question, everybody says none. And then when I ask how many books are sitting by your bedside table right now, Daniel, how many books are by your bedside table right now?
I've got one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Right. Some people say 10, but you know, but I've never had anyone say none. And so what, why is that? It's because, and this is what's so important. And when you're thinking about using a book and having a book have the ability to help you grow your business and your brand, think about this for a minute. What is a book really then? It's a portal to intimacy. Okay. When somebody's reading your book, they're probably in bed or they're in one of their most intimate spaces, a space that they value, a space that they relax in, that they feel like is their space.
They're bringing you into their world.
They're bringing you into their world. Exactly. And so if you can't show up to meet them with the same, with a level of respect that demonstrates, I understand what you're giving me. You're giving me 6 hours of your undivided attention in bed. And I'm going to respect that by giving you value, by writing to you as an individual, not writing to you as if I'm lecturing you with 100 other people. And if you can approach, so from the very beginning, when we work with someone, we want to get into that ideal reader. Who is your ideal reader and what do they want? And what's in their heart? And what are their fears? And what are their desires? Because if we can write into that, you can form a real connection with your reader. And I can't even tell you how many times I've had clients come back to us, or just even other authors who have written books in this way, that say, well, you know, people call me all the time and say, I've read your book. I want to work with you. What's it going to take? Because you've already made the connection.
I think one of the things in this popcorn culture that we've descended into today is that the meaning of connection has been lost. You send someone a tweet or you send them a DM, and people that just send me these emails, come and buy my stuff, or give me 10 grand to do this. It's like, wait. And yet when we look at how we as humans actually relate and connect, you know, I didn't walk up to Olga, stick my tongue down her throat and say, you're mine, lady. Right. There was courtship. There was development of relationship leading into deeper and deeper levels of intimacy that now lead to a baby. But the point is that I think because it's become so easy to create a book, we've forgotten what it really means to create a book and lost sight of the power of the relationship that can be developed through a book. Does that?
It's absolutely true, but I just want to caution people that it's going to hurt you more than your reader. If you do it that way, because if you fail to form the connection, the reader will probably not finish reading your book and they'll forget about you. And if your goal is to get your ideas out and to enroll other people in your ideas and you know, bring them into your movement or whatever it is, you've got to respect and build that connection. I mean, that's just the truth. You've had that experience, right? I've had that experience. I don't like being, you don't write at someone, you write to them.
It's the difference between a tweet and a love letter.
Yes.
You're really hot versus you're well fit, you are, versus, you know, I was graced by the vision of your beauty and it warmed.
Exactly.
Wow. Here I am to discuss that.
Right. Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. And you know, when I imagine what it must be like for you to be going through this challenge, I just feel compelled to share this with you. Mm-hmm. Well, that's different, isn't it?
It's a very different vibe. Yeah. And again, there's something, I mean, I'm doing some work right now. We're doing an NFT based project where we're looking at raising the consciousness of the planet through art and creating these art pieces in NFTs and moving those through the metaverse. And one of the things we're really looking at and we've been exploring is how an artist's soul essentially is imprinted into that piece of art and how that carries. And that's why you look at a certain piece of art and you feel a certain way. You look at another one, you're like, oh, okay. Because there's an energetic relationship. Do you find that when someone really enters into a truly meaningful relationship to the book that they're writing, that energy also carries in
written
form also?
Absolutely. And that, and you know, if you think about it, books have the longest shelf life of any media, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're still reading books that were written over 1,000 years ago.
True.
Because, and I mean, in a completely different time, in a completely different society, with a completely different, but we're still reading Plato's Republic because it still has relevancy to it, right? And that's where, right? Exactly. And that's where that you're right. It's when the author really puts into it, not just their heart and soul, but it's about seeing your reader. I can't stress this enough. The reader needs to feel seen by you. They need to feel that you understand them on some level without you saying, I know you're feeling that. You can't say that because that'll shut them down, you know, especially if it's something they're defensive about. But if you can acknowledge, you know, hey, maybe you've had this experience. I know I have. Mm-hmm. Right. And now all of a sudden, you know, you want to share enough of you that they feel that you're also open and that they can connect to you on that way. But you don't need to overshare either, right? But it's really about forming that human connection. But it is so powerful in books. I mean, how often have you finished reading a book and wished that there were 50 more pages because you just love
it's not
author.
Enough.
You
it's
just want to be with the author some more, right?
I want to hug you.
Exactly, right? I mean, that's what it is you're forming a real connection with another human being that can be incredibly powerful. Mm. And I think in ways that other media can't touch.
Hmm. I love that. So for someone, for example, who's listening to this, and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe I just threw that book out because I wanted to get an Amazon bestseller. Right. Quote unquote. Bestseller.
Everyone can be redeemed, right?
Yeah.
The bestseller.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, a lot of us have been caught up in that narrative, right? The whole the Amazon bestseller for 5 minutes narrative. We've a lot of us been caught up in that one in the entrepreneurial space. But for someone who does want to sort of step back and look at doing something real, what's the path to redemption?
Yeah, well, I think the most important thing to do is that before you start to write, what you have to develop what I call a clear saleable concept. And that has three criteria. And the first is it's aligned with you, right? It's aligned with who you are, your values, your vision, your mission, and importantly, where you're going next, because a book will create momentum. So you don't want to write a book that's just about a past that you have no intention of carrying forward, for example. You want the book to also be leading to a future. Then the second is it's a match to your ideal reader and what they already know that they want. And that sounds like marketing 101, but the caution here is you don't build your ideal reader like you build a hypothetical avatar. Mm. Think of one person, a real life person who you know, ideally who you know personally, and you know that they are the perfect reader for your book, that your book is going to contain game-changing, life-changing information for them that they will appreciate and benefit from, and that it's going to help them resolve a pain or an issue that has been holding them back in some way. And if you can do that, and get really clear on who that is and what their emotional and spiritual makeup is. Mm-hmm. And I have a tool for that, of course, right?
Of course you have a tool for that.
And so that's number two. And then it must be unique in the marketplace. Now, the thing that freaks people out usually is this idea of unique in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. But what I would just say as a quick comfort is that I promise you, most likely, I could say, because I've seen this in so many cases, the things you think are obvious, mm-hmm. that everybody probably, you think everybody must know this because it's so obvious, is mm-hmm. probably where your best, most unique, original stuff is. Hmm. And so when you start to look to prove to yourself how all your ideas are so obvious, so they must already be out there, what you're going to find is the opposite, mm-hmm. that they're not out there and you uniquely hold those ideas. And so if we can shape your concept around some of these world-changing ideas, then that will include a unique, a book that's unique in the marketplace. And when you have checked all three of those boxes, then and only then are you ready to build the outline of, okay, now what am I going to say? Mm. And so the key is, I think the biggest mistake people make is they get an idea for a book, they start writing and they figure they're going to figure all the other stuff out later. Mm-hmm. And it's very... You can't retrofit a book that's already written to suit mm-hmm. your ideal reader, because if you didn't think about them ahead of time, it's never going to work.
That's like saying, you know, I'm going to write this love letter before I even know who I'm sending it to.
Exactly. Or I'm going to write this love letter and hope it connects to somebody. So I'm going to say, all you guys out there.
Yeah. Hey, ladies.
Hey.
You know you want
ladies.
Come get it. That's right. Get it. It's ridiculous. And we're laughing, but this is how people are writing their books.
Wasn't there some character on Saturday Night Live, we'll be dating ourselves, the ladies man. It was, it's like in the 90s. Anyway. I'm dating.
I'm with you.
Look it up on YouTube, kids.
Yes.
Yeah, the character, the ladies man. And that's why he was just always like whoever was in front of him, you know, he's like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A friend of mine, actually, I remember the funny thing was, is that he was never taken aback by the rejection. We went roller disco once and he literally went, let me talk to you. No, okay. Let me talk to you. Oh, okay. Let me talk to you. Oh, okay. And I was like, this is how you do this? This is what you do?
I always wonder, I see guys doing that. I always wonder, do you not know that every woman in the room has seen you do this?
Yeah, but the problem is
that... Did he always go home with someone? Is that...
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it worked. It was a more painful approach, for sure, but... He wasn't lonely at the end of the day.
Yes, exactly. Well, you'll have readers, but if you want your ideal reader.
Yes, you know. If you want your ideal readers. And again, not just having people who read your book, but people whose lives are changed by reading
your
book and feel compelled to share that book with others.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And maybe feel compelled to change some behaviors mm-hmm. and be, as a result of reading your book, that actually mm-hmm. do begin to change the world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to quickly touch about getting books out there, because it strikes me that when the spirit of a book is really truly carrying your message from the heart, then people will be compelled to share it. Mm-hmm. Now, and I've seen this in my own work too. When I first was just this guy that was begging people to come to his workshops, people weren't really sharing my posts. They weren't sharing my stuff on Instagram, right? They'd send me a private message like, I really like that video you just did, but they wouldn't tell anyone about it.
Right.
Then when you start doing a bit more TV, when, you know, I got quoted by Oprah the other day in her magazine, and now all of a sudden people are...
by the way.
Thank you. Yes. So now all of a sudden people are like, oh yeah, like I knew him back when. Right?
I remember when he used to DM me and annoy me. You know?
But the point is that, yes, there are some social constructs around people sharing a message. But when a message is really constructed and speaks to someone, it doesn't matter if they've never heard of you before. You don't have the quote unquote pieces of the, you don't have the profile for them to feel compelled to share, they will share it. And if you've got the profile, but you have a message that isn't worth sharing, they won't.
Right.
Mm.
Well, it depends. That they don't view as worth sharing, right? Because if you're
resonating, I'm talking about as a personal level.
Right, exactly. Like
if they're not going to finish the book. Yeah, if they're not finishing the book, they're certainly not going to be sharing it. But if you've got all of the profile in the world, if the book is one that they don't feel called to connect with, then they're probably not going to share it.
Yeah.
So the thing that's important is the book, the quality of the message, regardless of
the quality of the book is absolutely, I mean, the most reliable way to sell books that anybody knows of, it's just nobody's figured out how to get people to do it, mm-hmm. you know, but it's word of mouth. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, it's that spontaneous word of mouth that really works, right?
Mm.
Somebody's sharing from the heart of, oh my gosh, I just read this book and it was so amazing. And here, friend, you have to read it, you know, and mm-hmm. then I sent a copy of our client, Nicole Stotz, Back to Earth to my mom, because I knew she'd mm-hmm. love it. I don't always send her books that we help write, but I knew mm-hmm. she'd love it. She loved it. She sent it to three of her friends and, you know, maybe five of her friends. And that's how books spread. Having said that though, you can't just sit and hope that people are going to find it and start to share it. Like, you've got to get enough books in people's hands in mm-hmm. the first place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this can be done a number of ways. And I mean, you know, one way is to give books away to people that you think would really enjoy it, mm-hmm. whether you know them or not. If you don't know them, please really vet them carefully and leave a personal note.
I've sent you a love letter. Do you like it?
Come to my house and get it. But you know, something that we have recommended with great success for some of our people in the business coaching and consulting space is, you know, when you know your book is coming out, go to people in your network and say, hey, or, you know, or go to people that maybe you have been in sales conversations with about mm-hmm. potentially hiring you for a 5 or 6 figure gig or more, and say, hey, you know, my book is coming out. And I was thinking, you know, we've been in this conversation for a while. How about if you buy 25 copies of my book at full cover mm-hmm. price or 50 or whatever, I'll come and I'll do a lunch and learn for mm-hmm. your team. Mm-hmm. And if you buy a half day, you know, if you buy 250 copies, I'll do a half day. And if you buy 500 copies, I'll do a full day. Mm-hmm. And so what that does is it puts books in dozens of hands mm-hmm. and it showcases, it gives you an opportunity. You are in their space and mm-hmm. you have an opportunity to showcase your abilities. Mm-hmm. And then you're much more likely to get that 5 or 6 figure gig with that company once they've had a chance to experience you firsthand. Mm-hmm. And so that's just one way of that. By the way, this will never show up on your Amazon bestseller status, but you can literally grow a 7-figure business this way. Mm-hmm. We had one client who sold 5,000 books in 30 days and booked 25 engagements.
Hmm. And I think that's something I did want to touch on with you, because you're not one of these come and get your Amazon bestseller, write a book in 30 days and just get it out there. People need to hear you so we can have a real conversation about this. But I think it's easy for people to get caught up in the ego mm-hmm. trap. I find this in podcasting too. I mean, I'm very blessed. Our podcast does very well. This one's top 0.5% at the time of recording. My other ones took 1%. Great. But at the end of the day, like when I started guesting on people's podcasts, my coach really advised me, it doesn't matter if 50 people listen to that podcast. Those 50 people could be real humans who are definitely going to be served by what you have to say. And I remember, I think it was Gary Vaynerchuk that said, doesn't matter if you've got a million followers, if none of them really are listening to what you have to say, rather that you have 100 that are actually connecting with your message and who you get to impact.
And this is so true. And, you know, book publishers have gotten really burned mm-hmm. by overpaying advances. And the most recent example was Billie Eilish, $1 million advance for her memoir. And it sold terribly. Right. And so the thing is, it's not just like you, actually, I did a podcast interview with the founder of Digital Natives. And I asked him about this phenomenon because a lot of books by big social media personalities have underperformed in publishing. Mm-hmm. And he said, it's because you don't know why somebody's following you.
Yeah.
They might be following you because they think you're hot. Mm-hmm. They might be, but they don't, they're not interested in anything you have to say. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, so you can't just look at social media numbers and assume that that's going to automatically translate into book sales. And so you're right. I mean, that you have to understand why are they connecting with you and how deeply are they connecting with you? Mm-hmm. Because that will dictate. Yeah. And the ego thing is, I mean, it's.
That all I was going to say, this goes to the heart of what you've been sharing with us today, which is drop the superficial and get to the heart of it. Building real connections.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You may not have your Amazon bestseller, but you've had real connections with real people.
Yeah, I've met so many people who've paid thousands of dollars to create an Amazon bestseller, campaign. Mm-hmm. And all they've really done is succeed. All they've succeeded in doing is probably training the Amazon algorithm to help people like their Aunt Millie find their book instead of training the Amazon algorithm to help people who would actually be interested in their work find their book. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, it's not just about getting books into the hands of warm bodies. You know, this is the same problem with like going to a trade show and, you see the big stack of books and it just says, take one.
Yeah.
I mean, you just devalued the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But if you can get your book even into just a few of the right hands, it can change your life and it can change the world. It can change the world because of who they know or what they're creating or the book is a tool. It's a lever. It's not, I always say to people, never confuse it with the main thing. Your mission is the main thing. Your business is the main thing. Your calling is the main thing. Mm-hmm. The book is a tool to help you succeed at the main thing. And so if we get caught up in, I have this status or that status, and especially when it's manufactured, that's the worst because that people know and you just kind of look like a tool, when you go around about boasting about your
Amazon bestseller status.
Number one Amazon bestseller status in a very obscure category.
I mean, yes, it's great to have the profile on real bestseller, like a New York Times or a USA Today or a Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
That you can actually find rather than look at my screenshot. I was the bestseller.
For a minute, for a day, for minute, for one for week. Day. Yeah. Yeah.
If you make it that far. But yeah, I think a thing that I'm really carrying away from here is authentic, real relationships with someone who I'm called to serve.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And if you hold that vision with you the whole time you're writing and you're really thinking about, something that's really fun, I think it's fun to do. But I'm a book geek, so I'm going to...
Yeah.
But I love to read and as if I am my ideal reader, like just pretend I'm the person I had in mind reading it and imagine how they might be reacting to it or what they might be feeling. Mm-hmm. And that can be a really great step in your editorial process because if you can really get into their head and then imagine, well, how would they experience this? Oh, they'd probably laugh at that. They probably got a kick out of that. I wonder if they figured out I was referencing them there.
Awesome. Robin, you've dropped some gems on us today. For people who have found this podcast to be an awesome opportunity to start building a relationship with you, what would be the next step for them to perhaps explore how you serve and how you support people that do want to develop real authentic relationships through printed books?
Absolutely. Well, my website, robincolucci.com, we have great blog articles about all this stuff. We have our own podcast, The Author's Corner. And if you really, which you've been on, and
we'll pop a link in the show notes.
An amazing guest. And if you love Dan, you can go hear me interview Dan there. Mm-hmm. And also, but if you're really interested in rolling up your sleeves and getting started, you should go to our live events page at robinclucci.com, because we have a 2-day boot camp that helps you get that clear saleable concept nailed down and the outline awesome. And the plan. And it's very accessible. It's a limited enrollment. We keep it really small and intimate, of course.
Of course.
Our next one is June 10th and the 11th of 2022, but we do these a few times a year. So definitely
awesome.
Check
awesome.
That.
Awesome. We'll make sure we pop some links to that. So guys, authentic relationships is what I'm carrying away today. Real connections, not ego driven, but really writing an intimate love letter that you can send to bed with the person who you are called to serve, so that you can be supported through that medium and creating the impact that you want to create in the world. See how that fits with you. Maybe go and have a chat with Robin and her team to see if they can support you doing that. And as always, guys, remember, you can consciously choose a more abundant, joyful, purpose-driven life. Dream with your eyes open. And I'll see you on the other side. Much love and bye for now.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of the Beyond Success podcast. We hope that it has been of service to you. For more information and to stay up to date with the latest from Daniel Mangena, please head over to dreamwithdan.com. We'll see you for the next one.